Tell them, don't wait until your child runs mad. Stop it now. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Are you here? John 11, from verse 40. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, thank you that you have heard me. Wait, this is Lazarus. This is a man called what? Lazarus. Lazarus was sick to a point where the sisters went to Jesus and they said, your best friend is sick. Jesus did not go there until he died. He was buried. 4 days later, Jesus came. Listen to me. Preemptive prayer strikers, they are never late in any situation. Are you seeing how Jesus is behaving here? He comes over the tomb. Where is he? In that, he said, remove it. There was nothing like we're going to have night vigil. There was nothing like we're going to pray the whole night. There was nothing like, where are intercessors? There was nothing like begin to pray in the name of Jesus. We are binding the demon of death. Hey, rotate the grave. We command, hey, Razalas, come out, Razalas. Jesus reveals a secret that before Lazarus died, Jesus prayed already. Go back to the verse where Jesus is revealing to you. The last part. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. You didn't hear that part until I gave you King James Version. In the King James Version, he puts it in this way. He says, he said, and then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Go down. He says, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of these people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Verse 43. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. What happened? And he that was dead came forth. What is he saying? He's saying, God, he said, Father, thank you that you heard me. When? Where? Where did God hear him? Are we seeing Jesus praying there? No. But he's coming to thank God for a prayer we don't know. He says, I thank you because you heard me. It means Jesus prayed against death before even Lazarus what? And Jesus just comes there and says what? Come out. Come forth. And a man walked out. The reason why you meet problems and you have got now problems to pray for it, it is because you did not preemptively pray before the trouble. When we pray against the trouble before trouble comes, even if trouble comes, we don't struggle to pray. Because we already won the battle before we fought the battle. I prophesy to you. You walk out of that situation clean. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. I've been teaching about prayer and understanding the demonic world. I don't believe in demons. I believe in Jesus. And I don't believe a born-again Christian is supposed to be possessed by the devil. I don't believe that. But I believe that demons are after Christians. And I believe the devil is following us. I believe that. In the book of Luke, if you take a Bible, Luke 22, verse 31, Jesus told Peter something. When the devil was just thinking to attack Peter, before the devil attacked Peter, give me the Bible, the scripture. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee. That the faith, thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Jesus says, before the enemy, he says, the enemy wants to sift you. The devil's planning to do this on you, but in fact, he's using the word desire. He's not saying he has done it. The devil is just thinking to do it. As the devil is thinking to do it on you, Jesus says what? I have prayed that it must not happen. Imagine if there was no preemptive prayer. You are sitting there. Do you know what the devil is thinking about you? Do you know what the enemy is desiring about you? Preemptively, we must stop it. Jesus says, I have prayed that it must not happen. I have prayed for thee. I have prayed for you. Because the devil is desiring, planning. To sift means to remove you from your position. There is a spiritual position you have. Every person here, there is a place spiritually that God has placed you. God has placed you there for a reason. God has placed you there for a reason. God has put you there for a reason. But the devil wants to sift means to remove you from among the group, a certain group. Are you here? To remove you from where God has put you. Some of you, God has said, you are a blessed person, but the devil has removed you among the blessed. You are now suffering. God said, you are like this. The devil sifted you. You are now in a position where you are lacking because the enemy did that. But Jesus says, before the devil has done it, I have prayed. Jesus understands the power of preemptive prayer. Praying before something happens. Now, prayer. What is prayer? Listen to me. Prayer is what makes a pregnancy or prayer conceives. Prayer is what makes a pregnant of a bigger thing to be born. Say after me. Prayer.
Prayer
is what makes the pregnancy
for bigger things to be born.
Now, listen to me. At the very same time, demons, they also make their own pregnancies. Some of you where you are sitting, there is a pregnancy, an evil thing about to be born. Do you understand that the devil has aborted so many financial pregnancies of all of you here? You prayed and you became pregnant of something big to be born, and the demons aborted it. And I'm scared, some of you, you may even now lose this pregnancy again. There is a prayer. You are expectant for a miracle. You are pregnant for a miracle. When I look at you in the spirit, you are, oh my goodness, there is something huge about to come out of you. When I look at you in the spirit, there is something great coming. I said there's something big coming out of you. But the devil wants to abort it. Let me tell you, the moment the devil is desiring on Peter to sift him, that means it's what already? Evil pregnancy. They are demonic pregnancies which must be aborted. I'm going to give you a scripture. We must not wait for this evil baby to be born. That is something being planned against you. It's not yet out. It's 7 months pregnant. It's about to be born. There's some of you here, it's 8 months pregnant. Some of you, you are not even aware, it's 1 month pregnant, 2 weeks, but the devil is planning, cooking something to hit you with. But today, we're gonna abort every demonic pregnancy. You are not hearing. You are not hearing the message. Hosea chapter 9, verse 14. Hosea 9, verse 14. Give them, O Lord, what will you give them? Give them wombs that may scurry and breasts that dry. I prophesy this to every problem of you. You are not hearing this. Give them, O Lord. Give them, O Lord. What will you give them? Wombs that miscarry. Every time they are planning something against you, when they are saying now it's ready to be born, then that womb will what? Every plan they plan, any demonic pregnancy, I prophesy to miscarry now, to miscarry now. Watch this. And give them what? Breasts that dry. Now sit down. Let me explain it there. Let me explain it there. What do I mean when I say give them breasts that dry? Do you know there are some things which are born? There was an evil plan against you, or an evil problem against you. It was pregnant until it is born. You have accepted the problem. But the fear is, if that demon will keep on milking, that problem will be growing. Now we must suffocate this baby by making the breast to become dry. So that this challenge we have in our life, it must not grow but die. Arakopra dia soto. There are two things here. There are two things here. Number one, is either it's a pregnant, it's not yet born. This problem is not yet in your life. Number two, is either the problem is born, you have it. But the more you are looking at it, the more the problem is what? Growing. I am afraid it will become bigger than you can handle. Before this child grows, before this poverty spirit grows, before this demon, this child of financial challenge grows, before this sickness grows, before this bank report grows, before this medical report grows, before this marital challenge grows, I prophesy the breaths to dry. I prophesy the breath to dry. In the name of Jesus Christ.
I receive it.
The Bible says they will have wombs, yes. They will conceive your problem, yes. But it will what? Miscarry. Tell your neighbor, the challenge will be there, yes. But it will miscarry. If the baby is there already, of the challenge, it will not grow. Their mother, their breast will dry. There will be no growth. The challenge will die. Shout yes. Don't wait for the baby to be born. Preemptively, we will pray and stop the baby. This demonic baby. Right now you're sitting there. You have no idea. There is a pregnancy in the demonic world. They are planning this one. When this one comes out, this man of God, this woman of God, this child of God, she will not stand it. You're okay now. Nothing is happening. Oh, hallelujah. They are planning. When now the doctor will say it's cancer, she will see. They are planning it. When now we say we are firing him, he will see. It's a pregnancy right now, waiting for a day to be born. But as I told you, preemptively, we will make sure the baby is not born. There is, oh, there's gonna be what? There's gonna be a what? That will not happen. Whatever evil they want to happen to you, whatever evil the demon is keeping to be born for you, it will not what? It will not be born. If it is already born, it will not grow. It will suffocate and die. I am here to prophesy. Whatsoever is troubling you, bothering you, we will pray in advance and stop it. Somebody say yes. Stand up a moment. Are you ready for prayer? Are you ready for prayer? Are you ready for prayer? You see, I love Daniel. Daniel, a man was a man of prayer. He prayed before trouble. The man, he was taken and put in a what? A den of lions. The man, instead of kicking, panicking, like some of you would have done, the man was just there sitting because he already prayed against lions. He never panicked. This whole week, I want you to seek the Lord, cry to him, tell him there is a demonic pregnancy. I don't want this trouble to be born. I received a letter. This letter is saying A, B, C, D. Hey, if this thing will happen, I'm gone. I don't want this child to be born. I received a bad report. Even if there's no report, even if you only perceived, just the fact you perceived, the fact you are able to perceive, I want you to pray this week. Say, God, I stop this to happen. I don't want this to happen to my child, to my daughter, to my son, to my family, to myself, to my church, to my prophet, to my mother. I don't want this to happen. Preemptive prayers. This must not happen to my business. This must not happen to my business, to my work, to my CV. How many will join me? In the miracle ground, how many will join? We're going to do preemptive prayers. We will stop some certain things. Are you ready? The moment you are waiting for this trouble, it will become a bigger thing. We don't want to start praying. Oh God, when now death is knocking at the door. We don't want to pray when trouble is worse. I want us to pray in advance. Are you hearing me? We must stop every nonsense, every attack. You must not reach a level where you wait for a problem to come. Already, some of you, you can perceive that something bad is about to happen to me. Some of you, you don't even know what to do in the next month. Some of you, it's more than perception. It's a reality. You are facing it now. The trouble is already born. But we now want to give that trouble dry breaths. It must not grow more than this. So, we engage in prayer right now. I came here for that. We will engage in prayer. The world will never believe in Jesus if we will not prove to the world that Jesus is the same yesterday. His power is the same yesterday. His love is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Every demonic pregnancy,
oh, yes,
it will miscarry today.
I receive it.
Every demonic child,
yes,
which has come to you in a form of a problem,
oh, yes,
it will die today.
I receive it.
We'll stop it. We will not allow the enemy to be messing you around like that. I'm not saying trouble will not come. Trouble will come after this prayer. But when the trouble will come, you will be smiling. Because you will be able to know, like Daniel, in the den of lions, he never cried. Because he knew, I prayed before this day. And no any lion did anything to him. Like Mordecai, because he prayed before trouble. When trouble came, he never cried. The one who wanted him dead is the one who died. Like Jesus, he prayed until his sweat became blood. When the cross came, he never cried because he knew, after this, I will resurrect. Like Lazarus, he was sick. Prayer was made before. Like Peter, he was in jail, in prison, and the church prayed. He came out. The Bible says when he was in what? In jail. They were waiting for him to be killed when? The following day. But church prayed, not for him to walk out of jail, but they prayed to stop what? Death. The same night he was released, there was no death to Peter. Don't wait your problem. You're looking, your problem is growing. Your problem is growing. You are seeing it. Your problem is growing. I got this problem. You have even accepted it. You're calling it, I have a problem. I have this problem. Don't accept it. Let the breastfeeding that problem dry. If it is a human being giving you problems, the source of his income will dry. Don't keep the trouble. Don't keep the problem. I want you to believe with me today. It's a prophet. We're going to stop. We are stopping every trouble. We are not waiting for the day where they'll say, now this is going to happen. No, 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 no. We are stopping it before trouble. If people are planning for your downfall, it is them who will fall. If sickness is planning for your deathbed, it is that sickness that will die today. No any spirit, no any force, nor any power will be able to resist what God is planning over your life. The problem with the Christians, why they're in problems, they can't walk out, is because they use prayer as a fire extinguisher instead of being preemptive. To pray before trouble. Wherever you're watching me, I can assure you, the prayer of today, it will stop so many things. The prayer that I will pray with you.
Oh, yes.
I understand there's a problem already. The baby, the demonic pregnancy has given birth to a problem in your life. I am aware that your children are messing up, that your finances are down, that your family is breaking apart, that your business is closed. Things are full. I am aware. But I want to tell you, you and me today will pray that that problem must die a natural death. Hear me. We will pray that the source of the strength of your problem must collapse. The strength of the problem which you have today, it must die. You will just wake up this good day without seeing that problem again in your life. Because today, we will now pray until this problem, the source of its strength, whether it's poverty, whether it's sickness, whether it's attack, or people are fighting you, it will die naturally. If this problem is not there yet, but it's about to happen, the prayer will pray, it will make nothing to happen to you in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
Wherever you are, get ready. Whether you're in Europe, whether you're in Canada, whether you're watching me here in Africa, whether you're watching China, Japan, whether in South Korea, the prayer we are praying today is to stop the... We want to pray in advance of the enemy. When the enemy will be coming, he will already find what? Prayer. Like Job. The devil must go to heaven to look for God, to beg for permission. That's because of the protection around you. The devil went to God and said, God, you know I can't touch him because there's a hedge of protection. Ladies and gentlemen, I prophesy. I want you to open up your heart wherever you are. Open your hearts. Today is today. There is no tomorrow. What we want to do today, we must do it today. You can't afford to have that trouble. No. This problem is making me your spiritual father to have sleepless nights. When I look at you, when I see what you're facing, today we must stop it. Tell about stop it. Begin to clap your hands. Begin to pray. Wherever you are, begin to pray. Begin to pray. Pray.
Zataha